You just do the show.
No, I was trying to find out how much time we had. I couldn't get their attention, and then of course they said, "You're on."
This is a little bit too behind the curtain for me.
Yeah, no,
this is like the Wizard of Oz. Well, like, you go behind the curtain, and it gets super awkward.
I'm going to give you another behind the curtain.
People are driving around. It's Thursday. We're getting close to the end of the week. People are happy. Let's do this today. Anyway,
I'm going to go behind. Don't leave.
Not yet.
Yeah,
I looked. Not there yet.
Well, look.
Okay,
we give you the day early, Dibs, to pay.
Yeah, I love that. I just want to apologize for not being ready for the beginning of this, Steiny.
You didn't incur Evan's wrath, so.
Evan?
My fault.
Evan's wrath?
Yes.
Is there a wrath?
There's a wrath
of Evan?
Oh, boy.
What's the wrath like?
I saw no wrath.
He, no wrath. 0 to 100.
If you want to talk about Mount Rathmore, as far as this station or these people.
I live it four hours a day. It's 20 hours a week.
He's a troll.
Oh,
there's no wrath. He loves you, and you know that, Goo. Goo, you know him.
I've called him a troll a few times. He loves you.
There's no wrath.
Wow.
Like, Mount Rathmore, shout out Tom Rathman.
Sure.
He's on there, Mount Rathmore. I don't think that, I mean, I might be the closest thing to it on a wrath.
Was wrath one of the seven deadly sins? In that movie, Seven, right. Where all those people got killed?
No,
I didn't see it.
One of them is exactly what you're doing right now.
Eating?
Gluttony.
Oh,
that's gluttony.
Right. Midday ice cream? Yeah. Dude, you might make the movie right now, Willard.
I did the ice cream.
It looks anti-social. Great, too. I can't wait to get out of here.
I had a handful of M&Ms.
I did an ice cream antisocial, which is that there was an ice cream social, and I skipped it and went in and got the leftovers.
I like that.
You're damn right.
That's a classic scoop and score.
You guys are both correct in regard to wrath, by the way.
Mm. As far as Evan's wrath?
Yeah.
He got no wrath. I mean... I think that Evan is a guy who cares about the product and he wants to help people and direct talent into the right direction.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Tell them what we started with. Play the sound. My favorite C-Mac sound. I'm not that type of player.
It yesterday because I listened to their show.
Oh, we got beef with you guys. Hold on. I got beef with you.
I got big time beef.
Let's go.
I got beef with you and your co-host.
I have beef with this. Somebody from the Steiny and Guru show left a notepad around, and we got Jack for a segment, we believe.
First of all, was it graph paper?
The Brockstock. We felt like that was ours.
Brockstock? Who did Brockstock?
You guys.
No.
We did Brockster's Millions.
Correct, yeah.
And if you want to ask Matt Nahegan, that came up in a meeting a month ago.
Right,
a month ago.
Different name.
I got $1,000 says you stole that from us. Not the other way around.
If you think
I've ever looked at a notepad during a show,
man, something was left in the office.
You better go back to
back
your point.
Me up because you were loud yesterday.
Because he said he left a notebook in here, and if you did, I didn't look at it. I'm looking at Dibs in the eye.
Yep.
And my phone.
A lot of eyes.
We have only two things I'm looking at during my show.
You don't have any notes in front of you.
Look at me.
We had something. Steiny, back me up because you were loud when I was bringing this up. Like, yeah. And now you're like,
I got reads, I got a phone, I got readers,
you know what?
I got a laptop,
and I got ice cream. You're a pro.
You know what?
And you're an entertainer.
And coffee.
I get it now.
Right?
He doesn't have notes.
No, his notes are a 7-minute preamble to get to his point.
It's an extemporaneous piece. Every time.
This is his life.
His notes are his own process as he meanders toward what we're trying to do.
He's Willard. 24/7.
He is.
There are no lines.
Like your notes, and I love your notes, and I want to go back to 2012 and the Lucky Break contest where I took a picture of the.
You didn't bring me up to tyranny. That hurt.
Whatever. We were doing business. It was Jets week, but.
It hurt me, Will.
And plus, I lost the contest.
You did.
I can't remember who I had. Rudy Ortiz or somebody let me down. I can't remember. Yeah, that's right, Willard. He was a part of it. But your notes are. Historic. Like Steiny will go graph paper, 28 things in 17 different colors. You'll go on the back of a napkin or an envelope, like eight two-word bursts. And I love it because that's how we all think.
Real quick about that. We were in the boss's office having a meeting.
Oh, boy.
And Steiny goes, look at my notes to the boss. And like if there was an Apple reward for, look at my notes.
looked at my notes.
Yeah, to the boss and the boss
went into Mr. McGillicuddy's yard.
Was that actually a line?
Get me out of here.
Look at my notes.
Yes, Stiney said it. He want to fight me now. Behind the scenes.
Why'd you say that, Stiney?
Because he's been on me about my prep.
The boss.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you feel good about that? Sharing that? You feel good about sharing it?
Man.
I'm really lightweight. I'm hurt.
Yeah.
Stiney, please.
I said I need to do more prep.
Shout out to Sonny and Cher right there. That was a tough share.
Play the McCaffrey sound.
I won't, dude.
It came from us. You want to talk about theft? He stole it from us.
Dude, they played it yesterday at 2:05.
I feel like
24 hours later.
Let's go back to how often you listen to our show. I'm interested in
this. I'm a P1.
I listen to it.
I listen to morning and these guys.
Well, yeah, I listen to you guys, and you both kind of threw me under the bus, so I'm a little bit frustrated at what goes on between 10 and 2, where you guys, Priest, yeah. Oh, yeah, tell Dibs. Tell Dibs what he didn't realize.
I didn't hear it. No.
Priest pulled a Willard.
I wish we had the sound. He said Cosell was trying to explain something to you two, but he thinks it went over your guys' head. Like you do us.
Like I do you?
When you guys talk.
Well, everything
I think what
does
you were trying to say, but anyway.
Full circle.
Wow.
He played the sound and didn't back it up. He gave Purdy his flowers. That's what we've been talking about all day.
No, but what Priest said what went over. I want to know what went over my head
Priest
so I can
said,
lift my head up.
Yeah. Priest said that Greg Cosell, who joins us every day after
great.
Games,
but what
that,
was it?
That Greg was telling us without telling us that Brock Purdy is a system quarterback.
And that was not the case after
Priest
I heard
is wrong.
The sound.
But that you guys couldn't pick up on it.
Because that's not what was happening.
After we heard the sound.
Pick it up with Priest.
Right.
I'm right now.
Priest, I know you're listening, and I love you. You're a phenomenal caller, but you're flat out wrong.
After I heard the sound, I go, you're wrong.
I know what Greg would say if we had said that. Yeah. And he would say, Dibs, go ahead and give the line all. I know you're going to say the same
every
thing.
Every quarterback is a system quarterback.
That's
if you're
exactly
not a system quarterback, then you're probably not very good
at
the system is failing as well.
Exactly. Nobody is someone
that
arguing.
That was Greg's Uncle Howard, by the way.
Is someone arguing that Brock and Kyle are not like a perfect marriage?
No.
So, why is it so hard for people to understand?
Because what they're doing, let me help you.
Brock is
bothering me.
He is a production of Kyle the same way that Kyle is a production of Brock.
But what you're missing, I believe you're missing. They're starting to take the credit that Brock has earned and put it at the doorstep of Kyle.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that when you're fair.
Because
it goes hand in hand.
Don't you think they've been doing that?
Now I think because the payday is imminent for Brock.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, he's only doing it because of Kyle. And I'm like, that's hatering.
You're right.
I'm being real.
You're right.
I didn't believe Brock at first. Now I know.
I can get you to not be bothered by it. Because I've done a lot of therapy on this now, Goo. Okay. And I've got myself to a spot. Where it doesn't bother me anymore. You have to accept that this is just how it's going to be. And yes, I've told Dibs this. Yes, even after he wins a Super Bowl, it still won't go away. I promise you, you're going to start hearing, but Nick Foles and Joe Flacco and Brad Johnson. You're going to hear all of that simply because of the process that brought Brock here. The reason the reason this is a big topic this week is because Kristen didn't play, so many people have been cruising around for months, if not years. Oh, what would happen if he ever played without Christian? He went out there with half an Ayuk.
We were there,
and no Christian, and still busted 30 on supposedly the number 2 defense in football. And so now you got to come up with something else.
He didn't bust him for 30.
Kyle busted him for 30.
Thank you.
He led him up and down the field. It wasn't his best performance. He wasn't bad by far.
But
he got the win outside of the team.
I'm the king of hypotheticals.
Tell him what you've been saying all morning.
Hypotheticals.
This is one where, look, we all like Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy.
Thank you. I needed it.
But.
So bad.
I guarantee you don't really want to put your money where your mouth is. And here's what I mean. Here's what I mean.
Won't come at Willard.
I'm coming at him.
You will come at Willard.
I'm going to summon all my courage.
I'm right here.
Eating ice cream on the air. Such a pro.
Brock Purdy, let's say he's in line to make $60
million. Say it with your chest.
Thank you.
And if 49ers have a season, they go 11-6. Get there again. Don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
But his $60 million.
Yeah.
Then now we're going into the offseason.
Yeah.
The day after the playoffs are over, Kyle Shanahan says, you know what? I've just got offered my dream job at the University of Texas, my alma mater. I'm leaving the 49ers. I'm not going to be their coach next year. You still giving Brock 60?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But isn't that too fantasy land, though? What was the...
Well, especially because Texas is humming, right?
We saw Dallas earlier, yeah. The Cowboys.
No, but the point remains. And I'm elevating protégés. Like, that's what I would do in that situation. Are you asking me, would they get worse? Yeah, they'd get worse.
Would he get worse, though? That's what he's talking about, Brock.
To a degree.
But how desperate is that to go to that measure?
But so many of you will go, but Mahomes wouldn't get worse if Reed left. Wow. Do you know that? Patrick got worse last year.
Well, my point
was this. Look at Tua with McDaniel. Is he not better with McDaniel than he was with Brian Flores?
What did Kurt Warner look like when he was a New York Giant? Looked like a big pile of crap. Whoa, and now he's in the Hall of Fame.
So I'm just saying, when we talk about
Garoppolo without Kyle.
Thank you.
That was bad.
These examples are everywhere. What was Steve Young at every point of his career not Niners related?
L.A. Express.
Pretty good with the Express.
I think Patrick Mahomes would get the same amount of money without Andy Reid.
Now he would.
Right. You're making it more about money. I'm making it more about like what's your... Because I think your money is tied to your output. The idea is, do you pay him because you're worried he's going to turn into a pumpkin?
Not necessarily a pumpkin.
I said the fans are going to treat him different once he puts his John Hancock on that $50 to $60 million
contract.
And
he's right. The same way
Do you think Brock's going to count? Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
The hardest part is over for Brock.
Maybe, but that's the way it works. I already told everybody what it sounded like in the stands when Brandon Ayuk dropped a ball in the end zone.
No, that wasn't real kind.
Nah. And that's the deal. You want your $30 million, and everybody will. Like, Brandon is not crying in front of a mirror right now in the corner of his room. He's got a bajillion dollars. We would all make this trade, but when you take it, you get treated differently.
And think about Nick Bosa. And I heard you earlier, Steiny, talk about only 10 sacks, and it just struck me because I thought about 10 sacks, and if you get 10 sacks for 10 years, you're a Hall of Famer. But because of his contract, you can say things like, only 10 sacks.
And DPOY 10 performance sacks the year
is pretty
before.
Damn good, you
he
know?
Was DPOY the year
right.
before.
If he was making 7.4 and he had 10 sacks, you'd be thinking, dude, 10 sacks?
It's all
contextual.
If Daniel Jones' salary was $12 million, the New York fans last week just go home. But they waited outside the players' locker room to boo him and scream at him because he makes $40
million. Oh, that's New York.
And we were talking
about
that.
That's how we do it in New York.
It is, but that's just, I mean.
They're down on Dak in Dallas. Not every single, but it's a.
Of course.
How do you get that money and the era is a failure? 8 years worth.
And he was what, second in the MVP vote? in the MVP vote. And Dallas
two and
fans,
five in the playoffs.
I get it.
I'm sure Packer fans are down on Jordan Love.
No, stop. Wow.
Weak ligaments.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit.
See, what I did there was create a moment of either hilarity or absolute stupidity to give him room to do the legal.
What's the difference between finances in this conversation?
Okay. This is how we started the show.
Output and money, what's the difference between Dak Prescott and Lamar Jackson?
They're both failures.
Steiny, I know why that just hit you in the face.
I am so
two-time
out.
MVP.
But hold on.
Two playoff wins.
Don't you feel like Dak gets a lot of questions about the contract and Lamar does not? I don't live in Baltimore.
Wow.
I don't feel like anyone in Baltimore is like, shouldn't have done that. Dude's 2-4 in the playoffs. But in Dallas, dude's 2-5 in the playoffs. We shouldn't have given him 60.
Yeah, and this
Don't
is the second
like
or third
that?
Time for Dak.
Yeah, I get
and
it.
And he single-handedly has been at his worst in the postseason. So Steiny goes, what about the 36 wins the last 3 years?
Lamar,
I go, you know what? I'm not mad at that. But if you're what is your goal? If it's to win a championship, Dak, you start over, and maybe that's 7 wins, but you don't put a ring on somebody's finger that you know is going to cheat on you.
Who's going to be their quarterback next year?
It could have been Cooper Rush, and you could have used all those resources to improve around your team.
I'm just saying you won 12 games, okay. 12 games, Let's, 12 games.
Here we
games.
Go, real quick.
You're
what I don't
you're
like,
win
guys,
seven games,
is
seven
paying
games,
a quarterback
seven.
Because oh, we don't know what we have behind them. That's like not getting out of a relationship because you're afraid to go start over.
Well, you don't start over when you've got an owner who is 144 years old or however old he is. He's not interested in a 2 to 3, like,
but
rebuild.
Why do you think it took so long to get that? He had to. He was backed into it. He didn't want it. His heart wasn't in it. He had to do it.
He did it because he wanted to do it, and he realizes that Dak Prescott is the 14th best quarterback in
the regular season.
What was the final score?
But he's 2-5.
Well, in the playoffs, he's top 12.
Cowboys-Packer game, what was the final score? I bet you remember off the top of your head.
41 to like 27. They made it. They put lipstick on a pig.
I know they put lipstick on a pig, but if we're comparing Dak and Lamar, Dak lost in the first round as the two seed at home in a game where his defense was melted butter.
And so was he. He threw a pick six to get down 21-0.
No one's forgetting that. Lamar, as the one seed, had the Chiefs come to town and
raggedy offense.
They didn't even score 20, right? So who had the bigger playoff failure?
Dak to me.
But is that because you're a Cowboy fan?
No, it's Dak. Lamar, the game was in bad.
Lamar was expected to go to the Super Bowl.
The Cowboys didn't make it to halftime. The game was over.
Lamar was the MVP.
Yeah, but that game went down to the fourth quarter. That game went to the fourth quarter. Even though we had a bad game, and it was a bad game plan, and they tried to pass instead of run, that game was in the balance. You didn't know who was going to win it. Green Bay won that game by the second quarter.
That's fair. I would argue it's pretty similar. Talking about phenomenal regular seasons followed by the majority of the time when you get to the end, you don't win. And both of them are phenomenal statistically. And Lamar, by the way, Lamar beat good teams all year last year.
Miss me with
he
those MVPs.
He spanked the 49ers. Yeah. Well, Dak never beat a good team last year.
What are you doing in the postseason? And that's why Brock's record already in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got a good team. Nah, he's faced the music. And the Super Bowl, he did not wet the bed. It wasn't his best game, but he put him in position to win the game.
I think everybody's disagreeing with you.
It feels like it. It just, I mean, the bar of winning the Super Bowl is so unfair and so high. I do believe it's 34 quarterbacks have ever won a Super Bowl. And so when you think about everyone else, and we did this yesterday, like current QBs in the league who've won a bowl, of course, Patrick, he's got seven or eight. I can't even keep track anymore. Russell Wilson, he's got one. He's washed. Joe Flacco's a backup. He's got one. He's beyond washed. Matthew Stafford is not totally washed, but the washing machine is open, and he's starting to put detergent in.
He's effing good at his job.
But he's not getting another one.
I'm not ready to say Dak Prescott will never win a Super Bowl.
My point is that the people who have done it already, there's Mahomes, and then there's a bunch of guys who probably won't win another one. So,
but a guy that just got his third contract, making $243 guaranteed, has not even been to a championship game, Willard.
I get that that's frustrating, but I guess, and I don't know if Dibs
forget
Danny,
Dallas.
I don't know if you guys are saying this, but this is what I'm saying. And NFL teams end up in a spot where you don't have a choice. And I know that can be frustrating, but there's no doubt in my mind that Dallas should pay Dak because that is definitely the better option for them. May not be a great option. I understand where you're coming from, but their next option is not a good one. And that's why I say what I say about Brock. When you find a quarterback in the NFL, even if he's not the best, don't mess with it, man. I always use the Bears as an example.
That's why he's getting 60.
We're sitting around here. All of us we're well past our 45th birthdays at least. And not a one of us has ever seen a well quarterback year for the Chicago Bears in our lives. In our lives.
Well, Steiny and I remember back in the 70s and sometimes there. Yeah.
All right, fine.
So.
Man,
you whippersnappers have no idea.
So the reason this has come up, I don't know if you saw Mike Sando's story in The Athletic.
Oh yeah,
it's a great story.
A new one or the one from a couple weeks ago?
No, this is a new one.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
So he's been
doing
Sando.
He's been doing these rankings for years now.
The tiers, but
it comes through executives, right?
Right. It's not his opinion.
So what he found is between 2014 and 2022. There was only one third-tier guy who got paid, Kirk Cousins. In the last 2 years, four tier three quarterbacks, at least according to this list, got paid.
Can I guess him?
Well, you, yeah.
What? Tua. Kyler?
I don't think it was Tua.
Tua's a tier three guy?
It was.
I'm not a tier two guy?
I don't think
he's tier one. No, but
Trevor Lawrence was tier three.
Okay, that I understand. It's got to be Kyler. It has to be Kyler. It might have been.
Jordan Love?
Daniel?
Oh, Daniel Jones, yeah. Absolutely.
And you know, the tiers are not equitable. It's a pyramid. Tier one is three or four guys, whoever
qualifies.
It was mostly about how what quarterbacks occupy at least 15% of their team's salary cap.
Mm. Okay.
And what he's found is more and more non-elite quarterbacks are occupying that kind of cap space.
Because of what you guys just said, and we did the whole show on it. Teams are scared to start over or try to, but I'm just like, just real quick, 8 years of Dak, wouldn't you just say, you know what, maybe if it's not about selling tickets in the Jerry experience, I really to my core believe he'll never, in the biggest moments, he'll be exposed. You can trick him on defense, okay?
Well, so maybe.
Why would you, because you don't have something you think is sufficient behind him, you go give him all this money when you know it won't. I can hear him saying, you don't know
you
if they're not going
know.
To win.
But. You don't know. And he's like, he leads your team into the playoffs. And the thinking is that maybe this time it'll be different. And I think about marriage, and we've all been married. Yeah. Some of us, you know, multiple times, and that's all great. And you got a marriage that's a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And it's a good marriage. It's a 7. And you think, you know what? I want to go out there and I want a 9 marriage. I want to get a 9.
Yeah.
So you give up the 7 and you go out and you try to get the 9. And then you hunt for it, and you wind up with a 6 or a 5, or maybe you wind up with a 2, and you're like, oh, man, I missed that 7. And so that's kind of where NFL teams are. Dak Prescott's probably a 7 out of 10. Is he good enough to win the whole thing? So far, no. And is he great in the playoffs? So far, no. Regular season, he's awesome, and you're almost always in the playoffs. So do you want to give up your 7? To try to get the 9?
Well, and the Niners did this, by the way, and I'd argue that Jimmy wasn't necessarily equal to Dak by any stretch, but the Niners did this.
He was a 6.
And they paid him.
And they got a 1.
Yeah, no, but then they got rid of him because, oh, we can go reboot this thing, and they lucked out. Yes, they get credit, but they lucked the bleep out that they didn't absolutely have the kill shot disaster. Like that could have gotten everybody fired.
No, you're right. You're right.
That could have gotten everybody fired if it weren't for a 7th round flyer that has turned into a star.
I just feel like, you know, you want to pull the plug on a guy, then, you know, you could have pulled the plug on John Elway, who didn't win till late in his career. Andy Reid couldn't win it until he won it. Matthew Stafford, you know, like,
well, they did pull the plug on Andy Reid. Which is the interesting part about it. Philly was like, 13 years, we're good. You can't do it. And then Kansas City was a scoop.
And the Lions. And the Lions. Yeah, there are a lot of people that didn't think Andy Reid was ever going to win.
Yeah, you're right.
My last one of the day.
And the Lions pulled the plug on Matthew Stafford.
Right. There was times in Carmelo Anthony's career where he was trying to battle LeBron and he was in Denver going to the West. And you thought he might do it. But then we realized Carmelo Anthony will never be an NBA champion. I think. I'm speaking for a lot of people. That's how I feel about Dak. You know when you see it.
That's fair.
Hey, enjoy your contract. It's all good.
Like, I mean,
Brock has won in the offs 3 years into his baby career, and Lamar, Dak, Josh Allen, 5-5, and every year Josh Allen.
But you're not giving him credit for having gotten to the playoffs six of eight years.
Steiny, when you're the big boys.
When Brock Purdy gets to the playoffs 6 of 8 years like those guys, then
he
like,
might have bling before he might, even gets he paid. Might not.
To your NBA comp, though, that's a good one. Like, how many NBA ones can you think of right now that have never won a title? And quite frankly, we've accepted they're probably never going to.
James Harden.
Yeah, Harden.
Wow.
Embiid. How many ones?
I don't put Embiid in there
yet.
Westbrook. But you put Dak in there.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
But NBA teams they'll still sign up for that dude.
That's
because it's about relevance. And you mentioned Jerry Jones.
And that's what Steiny has not said, but is relevance.
There's no way you're ever going to take this out of Jerry Jones. Right. He will choose the attention
at his age.
Every single time.
No doubt.
And that's why he gave him the contract right before kickoff.
Just one more thing. I'm just kidding, Steiny, because, you know.
That's fine.
The bag is on the shoulder.
Ask him what he shot yesterday.
It was windy.
I saw it on
92. Oh,
did you post it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw it on the group.
93.
Chat.
I posted.
Oh yikes.
Yeah, it was wit.
Bad
yeah.
day.
No, it was windy.
Windy.
In mouth. It was windy.
In my world, 93 is
a bad day. On 95,
it's a bad day. It's okay.
The game.